good morning. Long time that we haven't been testifying. We've been going to the hospital to pray for people every week and coming across people where we pray for people. It's just that we don't always find time to record these things and to testify about things. But you're welcome to check out all other testimonies. You can go to www.wherever-whosoever-ministries and find some of our testimonies there. You can also go to the blog part of that ministry, which is Daniel van der Merwe Zero. That's the email, danielvandermerwe.blogspot.com, where you will find regular blog posts that you can also read into and see the goodness and the kindness of our Lord and the finished work of the cross. Well, yesterday evening we spent some time in hospital. We were two groups of two each, so we were not a big party that went out to pray for people, but we prayed for people that came from all over Africa and all over South Africa. We prayed for people. A professor from Ghana was in the cancer ward, spiritful and God loving person. We prayed for another lady who was here, from a young lady who was here from Nigeria, busy studying. She was in a motor vehicle accident. We prayed for her leg. She was already operated upon, and we just prayed for a very quick and rapid healing there of her fractured leg. We prayed for so many people with hernia operations, people that just came out of the theater. We prayed for them. We prayed for people who were there for quite a while. In the one instance, we also prayed for someone who had been operated upon a long time ago. And then obviously also we asked to pray for people who refuse prayer. Some of them are Christians, some of them are not. Those who are Christians, we always encourage to pray for themselves or the family who are with them. We encourage them to pray, and we sometimes just brush it off with a bit of a joke and joking that sometimes we'll ask a person, do you really trust this person to pray for you, but just in a joking manner. And so we just trust the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that when we leave there, that they will feel encouraged to also pray for themselves. The one that stands out for me from yesterday evening is this lady where we visited. She was apparently poisoned somehow. She can still not see how it happened. But she was admitted for poisoning, and we're just thinking that they are following up on this case and so on. But when we got to her bed, she immediately started testifying about her daughter-in-law. The daughter-in-law was in a severe motorcycle accident where she fractured her leg, and it was badly fractured to such an extent that they had to remove the kneecap. And this apparently took weeks, and when she was eventually discharged from hospital, she was out somewhere in the Hartbeespoort Dam area at a marketplace, and someone asked if he could pray for her, and she immediately said yes. And as this person was praying for her, she just felt how something happened in her leg, and after the prayer, when she looked down, she could see that the leg was formed differently, and that it was in fact well. She went to the doctor afterwards, and the doctor obviously took some more x-rays and so on, and discovered that the kneecap was back, and he couldn't understand this. He asked her, how is it possible that this kneecap could suddenly be back, something that was removed, and now it's back in her leg, and she's walking normally without any effort and without any pain. So this was just a miracle replacement of a kneecap through prayer. Praise the Lord for that. She also had other testimonies. She says during the same time when they prayed, that this person prayed for her knee, she asked him also to pray for someone else who was in the hospital in another place in the country. And as they were praying, this person just started feeling better and was immediately healed. And so we discover many of these testimonies. We then also gave some of our own testimonies, some of those that we saw in the past, with also concerning bones that just reappeared, things that were taken out or lost out of the body that were just replaced, and things like that. We testified about one person who had a severe infection, and after being prayed for her, the doctors then ran some tests again and just discovered that there was absolutely no infection And this is exactly how the Lord operates. But it's also encouraging to know that in many cases, healing comes gradually, and that it is not always a quick thing. We sometimes have yet to understand how these things happen. But in many instances, we've seen healings that just come gradually. And praise the Lord that these things can happen like that. Our bodies are designed to receive healing, whether it's instantly or whether it is through a gradual process. But the Lord is always there. The healing process, we also make sure to let people know that the healing is already there, that it is not something that you can obtain or work for, but that it's already there for the receiving, and therefore they can just pray for it. We can just receive it, and it's already there for the taking. And so we leave people with this message of faith and of inspiration, where we just simply convey the gospel that says it is already done. There's nothing that you need to do to obtain what is already yours. You are an heir in the kingdom of God, and therefore all good things, that includes healing, is already yours for receiving. We trust that this message has blessed you. You're welcome to go and check out some other testimonies, and you're welcome also, obviously, to send your own testimonies. We'd love to receive testimonies from you and place them on the blog, wherever, whosoever ministries. You can send them to us as a voice note. You can send them to us even if you want to write something, and we'll gladly consider them and publish them on our blog there. God bless. We hope that you were also blessed by this testimony. Amen.